This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. It's Tuesday, February 17th, 2026. And I want to start today by, asking you to visualize something a little unpleasant. Imagine walking into your office, you open your laptop, you pull up your marketing dashboard for January, and it just doesn't add up. You spent the budget, you even increased it. The agency swears the ads are running. But the revenue line, it's flat. Or worse, it's dipping.
That's the silent alarm of 2026. It's not this big crash, it's a slow bleed. And it is driving marketing directors completely nuts right now.
Right. And that is the exact feeling we are digging into today. We're looking at a piece from Joe Medico over at Double Dome Digital Marketing. The title is a little aggressive, but I think it fits the mood. Stop wasting ad money. 5 common mistakes killing your ROI right now. And look, we cover a lot of marketing trends on here, but this one feels less like a trend and more like a rescue mission.
Oh, it is a rescue mission. Because the whole premise Joe Medico lays out is that the old way of doing digital ads, and by old I mean like strategies from 2023, is pretty much broken. If you're still running that playbook from just a few years ago, you aren't just being inefficient, you are actively setting your money on fire.
That's a bold claim though. I mean, broken is a heavy word. Are we talking about, you know, bad ad copy? Or is the actual machine broken?
The machine itself is what's changed. Just think about the environment we're in right now. In February 2026, we have privacy laws that have just totally walloped data collection. We've got browser updates from Apple and Google that are blocking trackers by default. And then on top of all that, you have these giant black box algorithms from the ad platforms that are getting, harder and harder to actually control.
So it's the ad apocalypse.
Some people are calling it that. I kind of prefer to think of it as a reality check. The free ride of easy data is over. And that brings us to the first, and honestly the most technical mistake in the article. Joe calls it a reliance on zombie cookies.
Okay, I have to stop you there. Zombie cookies. It sounds like something from a bad horror movie. I know what cookies are for tracking, but why zombie?
Because they look like they're alive, but they're dead. This is the biggest trap for businesses right now. You look at your dashboard, you see data, you see conversions getting attributed to certain ads, you think, okay, the pixel is firing.
Mm-hmm.
But because of things like iOS link tracking protection and Chrome killing off third-party cookies, that data is just full of holes.
So my dashboard is basically lying to me.
It's not so much lying as it has amnesia. It's just forgetting half the customer journey. Let's say I click an ad on my iPhone for a pair of sneakers. Apple's privacy stuff might strip the tracking parameters from that link before the page even loads. Then I buy the shoes 3 days later on my laptop. The pixel on your site sees a sale, but it has no idea it came from that ad.
So I turn off the ad because that it didn't work.
Precisely. You kill the campaign that was actually making me money because the attribution line was cut. That's phantom attribution.
Mm.
You're trying to fly the plane, but half your instruments are just making up numbers.
That sounds absolutely terrifying. So if the browser is basically shredding our mail before we get it, what's the fix?
Mm-hmm.
The article mentions something called server-side GTM.
Right. Server-side Google Tag Manager.
Okay, hold on. We need to unpack this one. Whenever I hear server-side, I feel my eyes start to glaze over a little. Explain this to me like I'm 5. How is this different?
Okay. So imagine the old way client-side tracking is like sending a letter to your friend. But you have to hand that letter to a mail carrier who really doesn't like you. That mail carrier is the browser Safari or Chrome. They might deliver it, they might lose it, or they might just black out half the message because of privacy.
Okay, I'm with you. The mail carrier is not my friend. He's unreliable.
Server-side tracking is like installing a pneumatic tube directly from your house to your friend's house. You don't use the mail carrier at all. When a user does something on your website, your server sends that data directly to Facebook's server or Google's server.
So we're bypassing the browser completely.
You're bypassing the censorship. You own the data stream. It's first-party data. You aren't, renting the browser's permission anymore. This is what allows for what Joe calls enhanced conversions. You can match user data like an encrypted email directly to the ad platform. And suddenly, that lost sale from the sneaker ad, you can see it again.
This sounds really expensive, though, setting up your own server infrastructure just to track ads. Is this only for, Fortune 500 companies?
A few years ago. Yeah, maybe. But in 2026, this is table stakes. If you're spending 5 figures a month on ads and you don't have server-side tracking, you are probably wasting 20, maybe 30% of your budget just on bad decisions. The cost of the tech is nothing compared to the cost of flying blind.
Okay, so that's the techno foundation. We have to own our data. But that leads right into the second mistake, which feels a little more, I don't know, political. The article talks about the transparency crisis and agencies hiding behind proprietary black box systems.
Ooh, this is a huge pet peeve of mine.
I can tell. But let me play devil's advocate for a second. Agencies have secret sauce, right?
Hmm.
If I hire a chef, I don't demand to watch him chop every single onion. I just want the food to taste good.
That analogy works great if the meal tastes good. But right now, for a lot of people, the meal tastes like burnt money. Here's the reality. In 2026, the ad platforms, Google, Meta, TikTok, they're all heavily automated. The secret sauce used to be manual bidding or complex keyword setups. Today, the AI does most of that.
So what are these agencies hiding them?
A lot of the time, inefficiency or margins. If an agency says, oh, we use a proprietary dashboard, don't worry about the raw Google Ads account, it's often because they don't want you to see that they're spending your budget on low quality traffic or that they aren't really doing that much optimization at all.
They're hiding the fact that there is no secret sauce.
Or that the sauce comes from a jar. Joe Medico is really firm on this. You need open book management. You need 247 access to the raw ad accounts. If an agency pushes back on that, that is a massive red flag.
But if I'm the client and I get access, what am I even looking for? I don't want to dig through thousands of rows of data.
You look for the connection to business results. This is so key. A bad dashboard shows you clicks and impressions. A good dashboard shows you qualified pipeline. It should literally say, we spent $10,000 and here are the specific deals in your CRM that came from it. If they can't connect those dots, they're just hiding behind vanity metrics.
Which is the perfect segue to mistake number two from the article, the quantity over quality lead trap.
Ah, yes, the classic vanity metric.
But is it vanity? I mean, if I'm a marketing director and I walk into the CEO's office and say, I got us 500 leads this month, I kind of look like a hero.
You look like a hero for about a week until the VP of sales walks in and wants to strangle you.
Because the leads are garbage.
Because the leads are ghosts. Look, it is so easy to get cheap leads in 2026. You just turn on broad match keywords and let the bots flood in. Or you use those one-click apply forms on LinkedIn or Facebook where people don't even realize they're signing up for something.
Right, I've done that. The accidental clicks.
So now your sales team has 500 names to sift through, 300 are bots, another 150 are people who say, I never asked for this, stop calling me. And maybe 50 are actually interested, but have zero budget. Your cost per lead looks fantastic on a spreadsheet, but your cost to annoy the sales team is through the roof.
Right, and the company is just burning cash on payroll, chasing dead ends. Okay, so the article says we need to shift from cost per lead to revenue per lead.
Correct.
That sounds great on paper, but how do you actually force the ad platforms to do that? The algorithms love volume. They want to give you those cheap clicks. How do you tell the robot, no, I want the expensive, hard-to-find people?
You have to train it. And this is where we get back to that whole precision marketing concept. You stop using broad targeting. You start using lookalike audiences based on CLV, customer lifetime value.
Okay, walk me through that. How do I build an audience like that?
You go into your CRM, you pull a list of your top 10% of customers, the ones who spend the most, stay the longest, the ones who never complain. You take that encrypted list and you upload it directly to the ad platform.
So I'm basically giving the platform a blueprint.
You're giving it a blueprint and you're saying, ignore the 90% of people who just kick the tires. Look at these specific humans. Find me other humans who share thousands of data points with them.
So it's not just find me people interested in golf. It's find me people who buy $500 drivers and play at private clubs.
Yes. It's using the AI defensively. You're forcing it to narrow its focus. And yeah, your cost per lead will go up. Maybe it'll even double. But if your close rate goes from 1% to 20%, who cares? You're making a profit.
It's quality control right at the source. Okay. But this brings up a conflict for me. We're talking about targeting the right people. But once we find them, we have to actually show them something. And mistake number three is what Joe calls the invisible ad.
Ah, the generative AI trap.
See, this is where I get a little confused.
Right.
We have these incredible AI tools now. I can write 10 ad variations in 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. I can generate an image of a happy family using my product in, what, 10 seconds? Shouldn't that make ads better?
It makes ads cheaper. It makes them faster. It absolutely does not make them better. In fact, it's creating a sea of beige.
Beige.
Think about it. If you and your three biggest competitors all use the same large language models to write your copy, and y'all plumped it with, write a persuasive ad for insurance, what do you think happens?
We all get the same average, grammatically correct, boring sales pitch.
You get protect what matters most. You get peace of mind for your family. It's polished, it's professional, and it is completely invisible to the human brain. We have evolved these filters. When we see generic soulless content, we just scroll right past it without a single neuron firing.
It's like wallpaper. You know it's there, but you don't actually see it.
Exactly. The mistake is assuming that because AI removes the friction of creation, it solves the problem of connection, and it doesn't. Joe argues that the fix is human-first content.
Which, I gotta say, sounds a little buzzwordy. What does human-first actually look like in a feed that's just full of AI noise?
It looks like friction. It looks like rough edges. It's a story about a specific customer's bad day that your product managed to fix. It's using language that isn't perfectly polished, you know, corporate speak.
So instead of our software optimizes efficiency, it's something like stop crying in your car after the weekly status meeting.
Yes, that hits a nerve. An AI doesn't know what it feels like to cry in a car after a bad meeting. A human does. In 2026, empathy is the only thing that actually stops the scroll. You use AI for the math, the targeting, the bidding, the data analysis. You use humans for the message.
I like that distinction. AI for the math, humans for the message. But there's one last hurdle here. Even if we have perfect tracking, perfect targeting, and the most empathetic ad, people aren't searching the way they used to.
No, not at all. The Google It era is, I mean, it's effectively dead.
Which is just a wild thing to say out loud. But I realized the other day, I haven't clicked on a simple blue link in a search result in weeks. Mm. I just asked my AI assistant, it gives me a paragraph summary, and I'm done.
That's the zero-click reality. Search has become an ecosystem of answers. And this is mistake number 5, ignoring that AI search integration. If you're still bidding on keywords like it's 2020, you're bidding on real estate that nobody's visiting anymore.
Because the user never even leaves the results page.
Right. If I search best CRM for a small business, the AI spits out a summary comparing 3 options. If you are not in that summary, you basically don't exist.
So how do you get into the summary? You can't just buy your way in, can you?
Not directly, no. You have to change your content strategy to target what's called conversational intent. You have to stop targeting fragments like CRM software, start targeting the specific, complex questions people are actually asking their assistants.
Can you give me an example of the difference?
Okay, the old way. Keyword is emergency plumber. The new way. You create content that answers the question, how do I stop a burst pipe while I'm waiting for a plumber to arrive?
Ah, I see. Because that's the question the user's actually screaming at their phone.
And the AI is looking for the most authoritative, direct answer to cite in its summary. If your website provides that exact answer, the AI pulls you in. You become the source. You have to optimize for being cited, not just for being clicked.
This feels like a massive shift. We're not trying to trick a search engine anymore. We're trying to be the expert source for an AI.
Mm-hmm. We're moving from SEO search engine optimization to, well, AIO artificial intelligence optimization.
All right, my head is spinning a little bit. We've covered a ton of ground here. We've rebuilt the data infrastructure, fired the bad agencies, retrained the ad targeting, rewritten all the ads, and now we've overhauled the entire search strategy.
It's a lot, but that's why Joe Medico calls it a pivot. You can't just tweak the old machine. You have to rebuild the whole thing.
Okay, let's try to crystallize this. For you, driving to work right now, let's do a rapid fire comparison. The wasteful way, the 2023 way versus the precision way of 2026. I'll give you the category, you give me the pivot.
Let's do it.
All right, category 1, tracking.
Wasteful is relying on the browser and third-party cookies. Precision is owning your own data with server-side GTM.
Okay, category 2. Creative.
Wasteful is that mass-produced AI content that looks like everyone else's. Precision is high-empathy, human storytelling that actually stops the scroll.
Category 3, leads.
Wasteful is high-volume, low-intent, just chasing the lowest cost per lead. Precision is low-volume, high-revenue chasing, the highest customer lifetime value.
And last one, reporting.
Wasteful is a PDF that shows up once a month, hiding behind proprietary metrics. Precision is a live dashboard showing you real-time pipeline and revenue.
It is just brutal when you lay it out like that. The difference isn't subtle at all.
It's the difference between gambling and investing.
So let's bring this all back to you listening right now. You're smart. You're busy. What is the one thing you need to take away from this? Mm-hmm. Because honestly, setting up server-side GTM sounds like a huge headache.
It is a headache. But here's the reality. You can't do this all alone anymore. Marketing has become a form of engineering. Joe Medico mentions that at Double Dome, they see themselves as a technical backbone. That is such a crucial shift in mindset.
So you don't just need a creative partner, you need an IT partner.
You need a plumber. You need someone to make sure the pipes don't leak so you can focus on the water. If you're a marketing director, your job isn't to be a data scientist. Your job is to find a partner who can handle the infrastructure, the server-side tags, the privacy compliance, the AI modeling. Your job is the strategy. Your job is the message.
Don't get bogged down in the wires.
Don't let the wires strangle you.
I want to end with a thought you touched on earlier. We talked about human first. And it feels a little ironic that in an episode all about high-tech server tracking and AI algorithms, the solution is to be more human.
It's the paradox of our age, isn't it? We're entering a world where perfect is cheap, AI can generate perfect grammar, perfect images, perfect code, and when perfect becomes a commodity, what's valuable is imperfect. Real becomes a premium asset.
Because it's scarce.
Exactly. The companies that win in 2026 won't be the ones with the best AI. Everyone has the AI. The winners will be the ones who can use that tech to deliver a feeling that is undeniably, authentically human. If your ad feels like a robot wrote it, your customer is going to treat you like a robot. They'll just ignore you.
If it feels like a robot, they'll ignore you. That is the post-it note for the monitor this week.
It's really the only metric that matters anymore.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
The ad apocalypse is cancelable, but only if you're willing to fix the plumbing. I'd encourage everyone to go look at your dashboards today. Ask the hard questions. Is this a zombie cookie? Is this a real lead? And maybe, just maybe, write an ad that sounds like an actual person wrote it.
It couldn't hurt.
Thank you all for listening to The Deep Dive. We'll catch you on the next one.
See you then.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.